This is such a highly and often overlooked strategy when it comes to launching a product, growing our own audience. But even if we are seasoned inside of this, we simply are likely in a position where we can partner up with people that have even bigger audiences.
Welcome to the Make Me a Marketer Show with your host, Landon Pobrin, where we strip down the hottest marketing strategies so coaches and course creators can simplify their marketing and amplify their results. Welcome back to the show. Super excited to have you with me today. Today, we are going to dig into how to quickly promote your product or service without paid ads and without organic marketing. Let's be real. Not all of us have a big email list or a big social media following, a Facebook group or an SMS list that we can go and announce a new product and make a bunch of sales. And not all of us are in a position where we can go out and spend our hard-earned dollars on paid advertising. Maybe we don't know how. Maybe we can't afford an agency. I've been there. And today, we're going to dig into something you can do to quickly promote your new product or service without having to worry about having those assets in place. So this actually came to me as I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine. He works in the service-based industry and just put together his first product. And we were chatting, and he doesn't have an email list, and he doesn't have a large social media following. He's fairly behind the scenes. So we were doing some brainstorming on, you know, what I was going to recommend he did to get this in front of people. Now, I absolutely love this stuff. So when a colleague of mine or a really good friend is doing something, I always want to try and help as much as I can. So I sat back and I was thinking, and joint venture is what I recommended he did. Now, we're going to unpack this a little bit, and I want to walk you down this path. So let's say you are, you know, you might be a coach, a consultant, maybe you've got a course, and now you have something that you're looking to promote. Maybe it's a new workshop, maybe it's a new course or a product. Maybe you're launching a new service, or maybe you're just getting your business off the ground. But in order to get people to start signing up or paying attention to what you're trying to sell them, we need to get it in front of people. It's pretty simple. We gotta take what we're offering and we gotta get it in front of people that we have their attention. But we don't always have an audience. We don't always have the captive attention of people, or at least yet. So when you're in the process of developing that, you know, we have to start to rethink our strategies so we can still create leverage to grow our business. So when it comes to marketing and when it comes to when we can kind of think of traffic or attention, there is three sources. Number one, we have paid traffic or paid attention. And this is going to be just purely, you know, running ads, you know, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Google ads, YouTube ads, whatever it may be, we can pay to put something in front of people. Number two, we have organic, which is simply using all of these free platforms, whether that might be posting on your Facebook or your Instagram, posting to your YouTube channel or your TikTok page, putting a blog out on your website. These are all organic means of, you know, attention or traffic. The third is joint venture. And this is where we actually leverage someone else's attention, someone else's audience. So if we don't have the finances to do the paid and we don't have the audience to do the organic, we can join and partner up with somebody who does have a captive audience and we can get in front of their audience. And this is a fantastic way to get started, especially when we don't have the funds and we don't have the audience, because we can, you know, piggyback their audience by delivering value and use that to start to build our own audience. So, you know, if we are thinking about, you know, well, what is joint venture? This is anybody that has a podcast, you know, anybody that has a following on Instagram or Facebook. We can be a guest on their podcast and we have the immediate captive attention of all of their listeners.
we can do a joint live with them or a collaboration on Facebook or Instagram with them and get immediate captive attention of their audience. We can do a live training in their Facebook group. We can do a joint webinar to their email list. We can go and we can speak at an event. There's so many ways that we're able to leverage joint venture and partnerships when it comes to traffic. And this is such a highly and often overlooked strategy when it comes to launching a product, growing our own audience. But even if we are seasoned inside of this, we simply are likely in a position where we can partner up with people that have even bigger audiences. So in essence, this is leveraging our relationships. So the first place that I would suggest you go out to is go out to everybody that you have a solid relationship with. Do you have somebody that you're friends with that's in a similar market that has the captive attention of your ideal client? If they do, chat with them. See if, you know, you would be able to do a joint live, or if maybe they're looking for podcast guests, or maybe they've got a Facebook group of, you know, 500 people that could be potential customers for you, and maybe you can do a training inside of their group. We always want to start with the people that we know, with the existing relationships that we already have, and the people that we've essentially already built up what I call relational equity, the people that we've, you know, we've deposited pennies into this relationship, they're good friends, and now this is an ask. You know, we're asking to see if they can help us out. And usually, if we have not invested time into that relationship, well, the answer is probably going to be no. There needs to be a fair energetic exchange. There's got to be a win-win situation for both parties. So first place we want to look is people we have relationships with. And then from there, we need to look at, okay, well, we need to start branching that out, and we can start to compile lists of people. And this might be people we're, you know, 1 to 2 degrees of connection away from, and this might be a dream list. In the ClickFunnels community, they call this the Dream 100. So we can think of what are all of the people that have your audience. So let's say you do Facebook advertising for, you know, lawyers, and you start to make a list of all of the people that have Facebook groups with lawyers in them on Facebook, all of the people that have YouTube channels for this niche, all of the people that are influencers on or have communities on Instagram, Facebook, people that have podcasts in these niches. And you essentially start to think of everybody that has these audiences and the attention. And then we need to think of how can we now provide them some sort of value so that we can cash in on an ask on the back end of it. And what I recommend doing is going in and seeing if you have the ability to provide them some direct expertise of where you are an expert in. So let's say that you do, like we were saying, you do Facebook ads for whatever niche it is, and this person has the captive attention of your audience. Can you go in and do an audit on their Facebook advertising? Can you go in and see if you can run some ads for them, set up a campaign, do some research for them, provide them some sort of value to help them out using your area of expertise? And in exchange, you say, yeah, no, like absolutely, I would love to do this for you. I would just love if you could, you know, I could do a free training on, you know, paid traffic and how to grow your business to your audience. Or I would love to be able to be a guest on your podcast. You know, whatever it is, you're seeing if you can provide them value in exchange for an ask to be a guest on their podcast, do a joint live on a platform with them, go live in their Clubhouse room, do a workshop inside of their Facebook group, or maybe, you know, they do webinars all the time. See if you can do a webinar. And what we're essentially trying to do is we want to get ourselves in front of their audience. Now, once we have the attention of their audience, now we have to think of, well, how are we going to use that attention to essentially push the needle of our business forward? Now, there's two different ways. We can either use it to build our own audience, or we can use it to promote our product or service. Now, this is going to depend on the context of the situation. This is going to depend on your relationship with the other person. Some people will not allow you to pitch their audience, and that's totally fine. That's the relationship they have with their audience. They don't want to be seen as somebody that's pitching all the time. That's totally cool. Understand the nature of that relationship. Never pitch if you don't have permission to. That's a big no-no, and that's also a big way to never get asked back in front of their community. So we have to think, if we are able to pitch our product, that is one option. We can simply deliver a lot of value and present them with a nice low-key invitation. In these sorts of situations, we never want to be hypey. We never want to be too pitchy. We want it to be very low key. Like, you delivered a bunch of value. Hey, if this is something you would like to work with me further on, please reach out for more information. Super low key, super conversational. But the other ways that we can leverage this is we can use it to build our own audience. So what I would recommend is creating some sort of lead magnet, some sort of freebie, something that is going to be a very easy yes for everybody that is, you know, either listening to the podcast or watching on the live video or live webinar, so that at the end, you can simply say, you know, hey, if you are looking to do, you know, X, Y, and Z, you can click here and download this for free. Now, you're going to not necessarily generate a ton of sales initially, but you're going to start to build your own email list. And that is vitally important, because when you have an email list, you have an audience that you can market to at any time. You have the attention of a bunch of people that you can start to nurture and build a very intimate bond with them, so that when they're ready, they are ready to purchase from you. So that is definitely what I would recommend. And we don't want to think of this as a one and done strategy. If, let's say, I do one podcast and I get some people on my email list, well, if I do 5, 10, 20 more, I'm going to get a whole lot more people on my email list. And I know that once I get them on my email list, I'm also going to start to build up my social media following as well. And as I start to run them through my nurturing emails and my email indoctrination sequences, I know that some of these people are going to start to become customers or become clients of mine. So we want to start to think of leveraging these strategies in order to grow our own audience. And in most cases, I would recommend using this type of arrangement to build and leverage your own audience versus just trying to pitch. Because what happens is, if the market isn't a perfect match for what you're trying to sell, you're not going to generate a whole lot of attention. If you don't generate any sales, you still don't have the ability to come back with your offer positioned differently. So, or if, you know, we just had it worded differently, we're brand new, it's the first time we pitched it and it was a little rusty. Whereas if we have something that's like an easy yes freebie that we know that they're going to want, that is a much better way to do it. And what I would recommend is, especially when we're trying to build momentum inside of our businesses, get a new product or service off the ground, is we can customize that freebie to the exact, you know, talk or presentation we're giving to that person's audience. And we can customize it to their audience specifically, so we can increase the impact of it. And that's going to simply get more people onto your list, into your own audience that you start to build. And then from there, then that's when stuff starts to get exciting. You know, if you start to use this strategy and you're building momentum and you're building your audience and you're starting to get clients and you're starting to get sales, well, now we can start to think of, okay, well, now if I want to scale, now I can start to look at, can I use these profits to create leverage in other areas, to run paid ads, to do other things inside of your business? So I hope that gives you some food for thought. If you're looking for, you know, a very simple way to promote and scale a new product or service without using paid ads and when you don't have an audience, please give this a shot. Start to leverage joint venture and partnership traffic. You will be super, super thankful you did. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. And if you enjoyed it, it would mean a lot to me if you could leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to say hi, if you want to connect further, feel free to connect with me on Instagram at Landon Pobrin or check out my website, landonp.com. I'll talk to you soon.